And good evening to you. I'm Jim Dickerson, along with Stacy Bratcher and Leonard Broughton. Welcome to another edition of Kearney Live on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I don't know what's going on, but it's getting hot all of a sudden again, or it's supposed to on Thursday, but we'll talk about that later. In the top of the news stories, there's one that I'm not allowed to talk about because two reasons. Number one, everybody else is talking about it. Mm-hmm. And number two, we're going to talk about it later. So here's the deal. Just in case you haven't gotten enough of that topic, which I'm sure you know what it is, we're going to cover that topic later in the show. And we're going to have some really interesting insights on that topic.
Okay.
But we'll get to that later.
Yeah. Nice.
Also wanted to remind you that Oktoberfest is coming up.
Yes.
KEC is putting that together. You can get all the details on the website, 1027carneymode.com. There's the story there. And Brian, we'll take this moment to introduce you. Brian, are you going out to Oktoberfest?
Nope. We're actually going on a little bit of a vacation.
Nice.
At that point, we're going up to the Amana Colonies that weekend.
Oh, what's that?
Wow.
Oh, on the spot.
Something the wife
It's a little
planned.
German community up in Iowa.
Nice. Nice.
Okay. In trouble. I'm just looking here for your vacation request.
It's in email.
I was going to say, I don't remember signing off on that particular document. You know what I probably did is I probably threw it in the trash.
Oh,
and
thanks.
What I would wonder is, Stacy, am I allowed to do that?
Well, you know what? You could get in big trouble for throwing certain items in the trash. We'll discuss it coming up next. Stay with us.
We went short on this one.
There's something for everyone at the Kearney Enrichment Council. Spark Studios after-school programs at the old firehouse use STEAM-based activities to help kids learn, create, and find new hobbies and skills. The Enrichment Council supports our senior community with fun activities and necessary services at the Kearney Senior Center. All of Kearney comes out for our festivals, concerts, farmers markets, movies in the park, parades, and much more. The Kearney Enrichment Council. 106 South Jefferson Street in Kearney, 816-635-0566. Improve quality of life, find your place, build a better future in Kearney. The Coach Minnick Show is on the air. Jim Dickerson and Mike Davis take you inside Kearney Bulldog football. The ways and hows of strategy, the honest assessment of skills, and the lessons learned. Go inside your favorite team every week on the Coach Minnick Show. Thursday mornings at 11:30 on KMO TV and 102.7 FM, Kearney's hometown radio station.
Welcome back to Kearney Live. There are certain things that are harder to dispose of than others. Items like batteries and electronics, they cannot be thrown away in your regular trash as they can be extremely harmful to the environment. If you have an old, still functioning item like a television or a cell phone, donation is a great method of disposal for those things. For things like old motor oil or unused paint, you'll have to take a few extra steps and contact a recycling center to properly dispose of those. there are certain items that cannot simply be tossed in the trash, such as household batteries, smartphones and tablets, televisions, car batteries, motor oil, thermometers, and paint. So, gentlemen, I'm assuming you guys have garages full of this stuff, maybe not. What are we supposed to do with these things? Any tips or ideas from the man cave?
Well, I have some, but none that I'm going to admit. The funny thing is I live in the city limits of Kansas City. So we have these recycle bins, obviously, like everybody knows. Now, I went to a friend of mine's house who, it was actually kind of funny, they were having a party and I heard someone go, "Do you guys recycle?" And he goes, "Oh, no. Here in Kansas City," because they weren't from here, he goes, "Here in Kansas City, we throw it in one bag. They recycle it for you."
They sort it?
Which is code.
Oh, no.
He didn't do it. But the funny thing is, so Kansas City, we had the little blue bins. Now we have the stand-up 400-gallon drum. Yep. But with that came a huge long list of things you can't recycle.
You
so now
recycle.
I'm down to like three things.
Yeah,
I can recycle twine. confetti.
So you follow Stacy around. Get the confetti.
But yeah, the most common things that you would recycle, you can't.
They still say
bags. You're not supposed to put bags in there.
Like the plastic
the
bags.
The Walmart bags.
Yeah. I'm not talking about old women.
Yeah.
Or anything.
Yeah. Even though they have the little triangle on it with the correct number in
it. Well, see, I know now they're saying,
but why?
Now those places are saying, do you want your stuff, like doing the online order, they'll ask you if you want them to bag that stuff now, or if you don't want it bagged. So I don't know what's right and what's wrong.
But
because
I also don't understand. So they said plastic gums up the machine. The recycle machine. Now I don't understand. Is it plastic and not like a milk carton plastic?
Right, it's the bags.
But the bags, but are we talking like big bags like you get your dry cleaning in?
I think it's all
or
bags.
Or small bags like you get at Target? Or
any film, plastic film.
So what, let me ask you this.
Okay.
What can I recycle?
Well, refer to your list on your trash can. But okay, so you can throw away your alkaline batteries. So your double A's, your triple A's, your 9 volts, those can go in the garbage.
Because I do that.
You're okay. But the button cell or coin batteries,
you're not supposed to do that.
Those are not supposed to go in. You know, the ones you use in calculators and watches, because they have silver and mercury.
Oops.
So those aren't supposed to go in the trash.
So what if they do?
I don't know.
They do.
The trash police will come out. I don't know.
Well, so that's the bigger. So these trash guys. If we were to list the top 10 jobs I wouldn't want, that would be right up there.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Under probably board member on the school board. But.
Right.
But no. So those poor guys are on a time crunch, right? Mm-hmm. So they are racing around as fast as they can. And there is no way on this planet that they can go through your trash.
No.
Nor would they.
No.
And go look for a little battery.
They have people. Now, I don't know about here, but when I lived in Ohio, I asked a guy that. They're inquiring minds need to know. Doing the recycling thing. He says they take it in a big warehouse-type building. They dump it. And there's people that go through that.
But
think of that job.
But whose house did it come from?
But they don't know. They'll never know that. It's just like they've got to pick out the things that shouldn't be in there.
Because
so basically, they
say,
are making sure that stuff's not because of what you said.
Can't go
dumbing
in the
up
landfill
the machine.
So that it's.
So they do dump it, then they get a skid loader, load it back on, and then take it wherever it needs
All
to
right,
go.
All right, that brings up my next question.
Now, oil,
you know,
I know.
A bunch of people right now.
Some people still do their oil. I used to do my oil in cars, and I know I used to have to store it, and then I was able to take it to local gas stations.
Right.
Now, but that was when it was kind of a ma-pa shop where they would understand what I'm saying. Now today, if I probably took it to one of these places, these young kids would probably look at me like, well, what do you want me to do with it? Just throw it away. Well, I wonder if the place in Kearney takes it. I don't know.
So let me ask you this. So what's on your do not throw away list there? Read me three things.
So it's motor oil, thermometers because of the mercury in it. If it doesn't have mercury, it's okay. Well, we just had
thermometer. I haven't.
All of our thermometers from when our children were little, none of them work. So I've had to go through that.
You threw them away?
Not the ones with the mercury in it, but the digital ones. Paint.
Wanted to see if she'd dime herself
Paint's
out.
A big one that... Motor oil, car batteries, televisions.
So you can't, don't ask me how I know, you cannot give away a television that's not a flat screen.
No.
Cannot be done.
Mm-mm.
Right.
You'll get laughed at a lot, but you cannot give it away. But let me ask you this. So you take your paint, whatever, and you take it to the... We get rid of paint store. What do they do with it?
That's a really great question. I know. Where does it go?
Two points.
Stuff they put in it. I know that to absorb.
That's a great question for people here in, well, the board here in Kearney, because of the fact I wrote this down because you intrigued me when we were talking about this, so I looked at the Kearney website because we have trash pickup next week
for the
here
city,
in Kearney, which they do it twice a year. I think Platt does it too, right? Does Platt
do
it?
They do trash pickup twice a year?
Well, they do big bulk, clean out. Here's what happens. Say you're going to put a couch out there. It usually gone before the guy gets to pick it up, right? You have that. Okay, but you can put washers, dryers, all that kind of stuff out there, and usually it's gone before the people have to pick it up. Well, on October 7th at Mac Porter...
Right.
They're having the household hazardous waste from 8 to 12.
That's right.
So, and I know one that was on there because I couldn't find the list.
You just stole
my last I'm sorry. But I couldn't find, maybe you got the list, because I couldn't find, paint cans were on there. Now, I'd love to know what they do with them.
That's my question, too.
But you can take paint cans, batteries... I don't know what else, because I've never gotten rid of cell
phone
either. We just have a box.
Actually, so we had that story, correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, we had that story on the 102.7 Kearney Mo, and I was excited till I found out you have to be a Kearney resident.
Yeah. Well, so no, you have to be a Clay County.
Or Clay County. That's a Clay County.
So what I'm going to do is go over to Lynn's house.
Drop it off.
Give you some stuff.
I'll take care of it.
They're going to take paint-related products, automotive fluids, batteries, lawn and garden chemicals, glues and adhesives,
it's all kind of that
household
stuff.
Cleaners, no electronics.
Yes, it's all the hazardous.
Mm-hmm.
So then where does it go?
That's a great question.
That's the recycle spot will take care of that for you. You don't need to know.
That was a good one.
All right. Yeah. If somebody will do us a favor, and in the bottom, if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, wherever, if it allows for comments, put in the comments if you know where this stuff goes.
After they pick it up.
After they because
that's a great question.
We talk about landfills. It's got to go somewhere. Right. I guarantee they're not putting it in Bob's shed for, I mean, it goes somewhere.
Correct.
Yeah.
So...
And I know we have a great guy, I don't know his name, but he comes around and picks up any steel. Like if you have a washer, dryer, they say so-and-so will pick it up.
Your scrappers.
And, yeah, you pick, you put this guy's, you send him just a message and all of a sudden he'll say put it out and it's gone the next day. So that kind of stuff. But like I said, usually our big bulk pickup, there's so many scrap people that are picking that stuff up. Usually when the people have to come pick up the stuff, it's... The pile went from this to this.
Right.
Because people are going through and picking things.
Well, the bulk things like a refrigerator, a dryer.
Mm-hmm. Any furniture.
That's trash to you.
Yes.
A lot
of those, they can repurpose some of that stuff.
Lawnmowers.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm shocked that they do that because of what's in the lawnmower. Like gas and all that. I mean.
You have to empty it.
Oh, I haven't. But I guess I didn't have it on there. Some guy came and picked it up because I said it was free. And it was actually a vet, and I kind of helped him load it and everything. He goes, I refurbish them and resell them. And I'm like, hey, man, it's all yours.
No, I have done that.
And it was a nice mower.
I had a weed eater once that I was ready to launch it to downtown because it would it would run for about 3 minutes and then it was done. Right. And the guy took it and fixed it up and sold it, and good for him. I mean, if you know what you're doing, I do not.
So I have the answer to what can go in your recycling bin. Would you like to hear some of the items?
For Kansas City or for
Well, this is, if you go to the website recyclespot.org.
That's a good one.
They have the yes items that go in your recycling bin, and the no items, do not place these in your recycling bin.
Before you say it, let me ask you.
Yes.
Which column is longer?
The no column is much longer.
You're not supposed to put pizza boxes in there.
That's right. You're not, because of the grease.
I thought you could put the box but not the pizza.
Actually, it says you can. You can put them in here.
See, because ours have it on the top.
But, oh, no, you can only recycle the clean side. You can recycle the top side of the box, not the bottom where the pizza sat.
Sorry.
Because the grease. You can't recycle that cardboard because of the grease.
So you got to cut it up before you put it in there.
Yeah,
who has ever gotten a pizza box that didn't have grease on the top?
What?
Please continue.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm
Brian,
sorry.
Brian.
We've lost Brian. We've lost Brian.
Brian is out. This, he changed like four colors.
He did.
Do we need
That's
to take
awesome.
A break? You gonna be
You're all right?
Brian's like, move along. Okay. So you can put your plastic bottles, like your Tide bottle, your milk jug, those things can go in there. Clear plastic bottles, water bottles, spray bottles, those can go in there. Plastic tubs, like your coffee Folgers tub, your butter tub, plastic buckets, aluminum cans, steel cans, aerosol cans, aluminum foil, but it has to be clean
and
crumpled.
I thought you weren't supposed to do
you
aerosol.
Have to, it has to be clean. Aerosol, no, it can.
Doesn't that blow up?
No.
Hmm.
I don't know. That's empty. Empty. No hiss. So make sure your aerosol can is empty.
No hiss.
No hiss.
No hiss.
There was no hiss,
Metal
sir.
Tins. You know those cute little tins that those butter cookies come in? Those can be recycled. Cardboard boxes.
As long as they don't have
grease. What does that say?
I
can't. It's a little tiny.
As long as they don't have grease.
They got to be flat.
You have to flatten the cardboard boxes.
Yeah. And they
the
can't
lid
have
of the pizza box.
I've
it can't
done that
have
all
grease
the time,
on it.
Too.
I've never heard that before.
Paperboard boxes, in, paper rolls, so your toilet paper, your paper towels, paper bags, paper trays, so like your cup carriers that you get from fast food, those can go in, or egg cartons, as long as they're the cardboard paper egg cartons, not the foam ones, those
what
can
if,
go.
What if you had an egg that leaked?
I would not put it in there then, or cut it in half. Paper cartons, like your milk, your orange juice, those kind of things. Junk mail, everybody wants to put their junk mail. Brian's like, be done.
Yeah, give them the website.
Okay, recyclespot.org. You can find all your recycling answers there.
And one thing I will say, and this is in all seriousness, if you're going to recycle, when you recycle, if you have a bill or a bank statement. Bills are a big one. People get their bills and throw them right in there.
Them.
Your bill has part of your account number and stuff on there.
Them.
Don't just chuck those in the recycle bin.
Right.
Same thing with if you get a credit card offer.
Application.
Don't just throw it in there because someone can take that. It's already got your name on it. Now,
That's
granted,
right.
they'll have to go through some steps, but don't give them, because if you do that and you run out of money, then you're going to have to shut down. Like the government might
Uh-oh.
Shut down.
Uh-oh.
The government could shut down. Does anybody care? We'll talk about it when we come back.
Migraine headache, the throbbing in your temples, the pounding in your forehead, extreme sensitivity to light and sound, your neck feels so tight it could snap off. Oh, the debilitating pain.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Strathman with Kearney Family Chiropractic Center, and I've been practicing chiropractic health in Kearney for over 22 years. When you come to see me, I identify what's wrong and determine if I can help you. If I can, I create your personalized plan for relief.
When you have pain, you can make an appointment by calling 816-628-6738. Or you can visit the office at 301 South Platte Clay Way, Suite B in Kearney. Kearney Family Chiropractic Center. Heal yourself.
Simplify your banking. Simplify your life. It's easy with Kearney Trust Company. Kearney Trust goes beyond convenient locations and good customer care to offer banking services that make managing your finances quicker and easier than ever before. Online, bill pay, e-statements, and mobile banking are available to give you a positive banking experience so you can get back to your life and activities. Kearney Trust also provides capital to people and businesses so they can achieve their goals. Whether you know exactly what you want or just need someone to talk to about your dream, you can speak with them and work on that dream. Kearney Trust Company is your partner for success with two convenient locations in Kearney at 310 West 92 Highway and 701 Watson Drive in Price Chopper. The phone is 816-628-6666. Kearney Trust Company, banking you can trust. Member FDIC.
More reliable power means more of what you love. You expect your lights and appliances to turn on at the flip of a switch, and so does Platte Clay Electric Cooperative. That's why Platte Clay is working hard to make power more reliable in the Northland. We exist for one purpose, to empower communities and energize life with safe and reliable energy. To learn more about their plan to reduce outages across the Northland, visit www.pcec.coop/reliability. Platte Clay Electric Cooperative.
And welcome back to Kearney Live. We're still discussing some of the things that might or might not have found their way into the trash. But we're going to move on because we're going to talk about a government shutdown.
Speaking of trash.
whoa.
Sorry.
Ouch. More than half of American adults say a shutdown of the federal government would affect them personally. And 68% say that this decreases their trust in government. I actually think that number is probably low. Lawmakers continue to try to draw, they will continue to draw a paycheck even if the government shuts down. I'm going to say that again just in case you missed it. Lawmakers, the ones who are in charge of the shutdown, actually continue to draw a paycheck even if the government shuts down. The reason for that is because it's how they're paid is treated, and it's covered under the Constitution and federal law.
A federal government shutdown might be less than 2 weeks away. We've seen it all before. Popular tourist sites forced to close.
Open up the government!
And furloughed workers protesting lost wages.
No paychecks, no peace!
It could happen again on October 1st. If Congress fails to approve spending bills, which would keep federal agencies afloat.
Nobody wins in a government shutdown. Nobody wins in a government shutdown.
U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is facing opposition to the spending legislation from a small group of hardline Republicans. He said he would bring two spending bills to the House floor for consideration soon, including a short-term stopgap measure to see if they can pass. But the proposal, which would cut spending by more than 8% at most agencies, is still dead on arrival in the Democratic-controlled Senate. Congress must allocate funding to more than 400 government agencies each fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. If lawmakers don't pass those bills before the new fiscal year starts, those agencies will be unable to continue operating as normal.
Okay, so there's a couple of things here that a lot of people talk about. Number one, for those of you who've been alive for more than 10 years, we go through this every single year, every single year, which is a whole subject that we'll talk about here in just a minute. The other thing is, as far as it relates to federal employees, the employees get paid, it's just delayed. So it's not like you're out. And then there's different groups. There's the essential and non-essential employees. So people like the military folks just don't walk on now or walk off. Now, there's a large contingent of people who like to blame each other, right? Mm-hmm. The Republicans blame the Democrats blame the Republicans. Yeah. But let's take a look, if we can, let's look at what's gone on in years past. Do we have that graphic there, Brian? If you can see that, now for those of you who are on the radio, you can't. But if you look at that, it is almost an even split of presidents who were Republican versus presidents who were Democrats during a government shutdown. So there's a contingent of people who will say, well, how about the House and the Senate? If you look at who had control of the House, who had control of the Senate, and who had control of both a few times in there, again, almost an even split. So there is plenty of blame to go around on these government shutdowns. Sure. Here's where you get into trouble. The problem with these government shutdowns and the financing it, and I don't understand after 23 years or, no, it's more than that, 40 years of doing these shutdowns, why we can't figure this out. Mm-hmm. The problem is that when they do these bills, they tie all these other things to it. And we've talked about that before. Yep. I know it would take forever, but the problem is we've abused the system to the point where it becomes unusable. We need to have bills that are that bill alone. You cannot earmark, you cannot tag, you cannot attach anything else to it. So here's with this bill, what do you hear the most about? The Ukraine funding that's attached to all this stuff. Why does paying our people, our citizens, our military, why does that have to be attached to Ukraine?
Right.
And that's not the only thing in there. There are tons of other things in there. Stacy, I'll start with you.
No.
Nah, I'll start with Stacy. Why do we go through this year over year? And I've noticed that when they did this way back when Carter was president, Reagan was president, everybody was freaking out. Right. Now everybody's
now
like,
it's no big deal.
Yeah, because we go through this every year. Yeah. Every year.
It's like you said, back when when this really started becoming a thing, it was so new. We didn't really know. Oh my God, the government it could shut down, and what would that mean? And it was scary. But now it's like the boy that cried wolf. We've heard it so many times now. Nothing major has ever happened. God forbid. When you brought this up, I didn't even know this was a thing again, because I thought we had just talked about it and it was all worked out. So I don't know if this is the media creating havoc to get people riled up, or is it the government really? Let me throw this back at you. What happens? What will happen if they don't pass whatever it is that needs to be passed by the certain deadline? What will happen?
Well, the problem I have with it is that the people that are working in those parks, doing those jobs will not be paid. Your military people will not be paid, but they'll still be required to do their job, along with other federal jobs. I'm sure there's many that I'm missing, but that's the problem I have with those are the people that are going to be affected if it stops.
Right.
I mean, your senators, your representatives are still getting paid.
They'll still be expected to work. They won't get paid. But what truly happens?
Some do, some don't.
Some don't, yes.
And we've never seen this go. If it's gone beyond the deadline, it hasn't been for very long. I guess.
And this goes on with what we talked about last week.
What's worst case scenario?
The airplane, the jet that crashed, right? The media tells you so much to get it all hyped up.
Right.
Calls it a whirlwind. And then they don't tell you all the news,
right?
Everything else that could possibly happen to make this go. And then I think back to when Carter and Reagan were there, we didn't have the cell phones, so you couldn't really research for yourself. And I think that's why a lot of people today are not as interested, because they can pick up their phone and say, okay, he's lying, they're lying, they're all lying. I'm just saying, and then, okay, here's what they're trying to accomplish by this, because they want this, and this to pass. Because all of a sudden now, what it said, McCarthy, I always want to call him McCartney.
Paul's with the band.
McCarthy has, two that he's going to bring forth that he's trying to get past. They didn't go in. I mean, you could probably look it up and find it.
It changes every hour. So
exactly.
There's two things. I'm going to deal with
Stacy. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm going to deal with Stacy's question first.
Okay.
in the long run, to answer your question, and here's why I think people are losing interest in it, nothing. In the short term, yes, there are essential and non-essential workers. The essential workers have to go to work, but they don't get paid. But they do get paid when the bill passes, and they get their money back. The problem is, if you have a car payment, a house payment, those lenders, as a general rule, don't allow you, you know, a little waiver because there was a government shutdown.
Right.
To Lynn's point, the funny thing is the people who are not affected are the people that are actually in charge of
creating the bill.
Creating the bill that causes the shutdown. So they're the ones that are doing this, and it's affecting people that have nothing to do with it or have no control over it. The longest that one went on, if I recall, went into January of the following year. So it went on for 3 months. Now, 3 or 4 months. That would affect some people because you're going to miss 4 months of payment. Most people, as we know, don't have enough money to live 1 month. You know, we talk about you should have enough money. The financial guys will say 3 months, 6 months, or something in there, a pad for an emergency. This would be one of those times where your pad would be a good thing to have. The other problem you have now is, and we'll go to Lynn and see what you think of this, you have a large number of people who are going on strike or are on strike.
Correct.
And you're not getting paid anyway.
Correct.
So granted, you're not government employees, but you have I don't want to call it a crisis. That would be a media thing. You have event on top of event where people aren't getting paid. If they're not getting paid, they're not paying their bills. If they're not paying their bills, they're not paying credit card companies. Now let's throw something else in the mix. School loans are no longer forgiven. They're supposed to kick back
starts
in.
Starts October 1st.
Exactly. So now you have a large contingent of people who have that school loan payment that they have to throw back in there.
Right.
All this is happening at once.
Boom, it's all happening at once.
So from the standpoint of you guys are without paycheck.
Correct.
How does it affect everybody day to day?
It's going to be interesting. And I think that's why he went about this, he went about this different, not Finn.
The UAW president.
Yeah, UAW president went about this differently, where he only knocked out certain plants to help people stay employed because of what we're dealing with in this world that we live in, right? Fain. Fain's his name. I said it wrong. President Fain from the UAW said that, you know, he only laid off certain, well, he only put strike so many plants, and now as of Friday, they added 38 more plants.
Wow.
That affects, now this, it's a big deal because it affects all the automotive dealerships that have to deal with Chrysler, whether you're talking Dodge, Ram, any GM. Ford, they made a little headway, so he didn't do anything to Ford. Those, he just has that one plant still off. But like in our cases, as of Friday, I was laid off due to the fact that we don't have parts from a striking plant. Unemployment said not acceptable by the way it was coded. So luckily we have a strike fund where some people, we're getting paid $500 a week. But we don't have to pick it because technically we're not on strike, we're laid off. So it's just the game within the game.
So let me ask you this, but here's where it starts to affect people. How many people?
How long can they go?
There's that.
Exactly.
But so let's say you're in a household where you're thinking, well, I'll be okay because this person in our household works for one of the automakers. The other person's a government employee.
Yeah.
Now they're both out.
Right.
Now what do you do? Because
exactly.
You went from a dual income to zero income.
Right.
So I guess I'll open this up to anybody.
Is that the essence of the government shutting down is basically layoffs?
It's kind of the same, yeah.
And I'm not belittling it. I don't want that to happen to people. But, you know, when they talk about government shutting down, you imagine the end of the world.
Right.
But if it just boils down to people are going to be laid off, that doesn't seem quite as scary.
Well,
it does, but my whole thing is this. Why can't we fund the very people that keep the government going, the employees?
Right.
And the reason that they are suffering is because we're trying to tack on all this other stuff.
Absolutely.
And it has nothing to do, because I know this is a lot of people are split on this. funding to Ukraine or no funding to Ukraine, however you want to look at it, should not be tied to
should not come before our citizens
right. getting paid a paycheck. And that,
absolutely.
And I don't understand how we intermingled the two.
And that's pretty bad news, right? Because he was just here.
Mm-hmm.
Was
right.
Thursday, Wednesday, Friday, the president,
the
whatever he's
president.
Called,
yeah.
president of Ukraine, and mm-hmm. wanting more money. And then now we're talking about shutting our government down, but we're going to give them more.
Correct.
Was it 300 and some billion? I don't even know what the amount
was.
But I'm like, we've got this being talked about, and then we got now this being talked about.
Yeah.
Like you just said, it doesn't.
Time to start taking care of our own country and our own people.
We need to have, this is my opinion, but we need a funding bill that funds the employees. This is what baffles me, because as a citizen, you can't run your own household this way, right? You mm-hmm. have to do basic budget.
Right.
So to me, for the federal government, basic budget is our infrastructure, our employees. Mm-hmm. We have to pay our employees. Name me another business, and I'm not talking about one that's on strike. Name me a business that can say, you know what? The management was just having a meeting, and we can't agree on how much you guys should get paid for the next couple of months. So we're just
not going to pay you.
Now, why don't you come on in and do your thing, and we'll work this out. Oh, and by the way, we bought a suite over at Arrowhead to watch the Chiefs game. No big deal, but we really needed that suite. And
right.
if I were going to go watch the Chiefs game, what would I see, Leonard?
Well, the internet broke on Sunday over a piece of news.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that next on Carney Live.
Simplify your banking, simplify your life. It's easy with Kearney Trust Company. Kearney Trust goes beyond convenient locations and good customer care to offer banking services that make managing your finances quicker and easier than ever before. Online, bill pay, e-statements, and mobile banking are available to give you a positive banking experience so you can get back to your life and activities. Kearney Trust also provides capital to people and businesses so they can achieve their goals. Whether you know exactly what you want or just need someone to talk to about your dream, you can speak with them and work on that dream. Kearney Trust Company is your partner for success with two convenient locations in Kearney at 310 West 92 Highway and 701 Watson Drive in Price Chopper. The phone is 816-628-6666. Kearney Trust Company, banking you can trust. Member FDIC.
Electric cooperatives are different. We have a sense of pride in our local community and support the people who live here. That's why Platte Clay Electric Cooperative supports local schools, takes an active role in economic development, and works hard to keep costs down for its members. We exist for one purpose, to empower communities and energize life with safe and reliable energy. To learn more about how Platte Clay Electric Cooperative is working to achieve that mission, visit www.pcec.coop. Platte Clay Electric Cooperative.
You may have noticed your shoulder hurting, or maybe a kink in your neck. The culprit may be looking right at you. Your phone. Think about how you use it. That pain feel familiar to you?
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Strathman with Kearney Family Chiropractic Center, and I've been practicing chiropractic health in Kearney for over 22 years. When you come to see me, I identify what's wrong and determine if I can help you. If I can, I create your personalized plan for relief.
When you have pain, you can make an appointment by calling 816-628-6738, or you can visit the office at 301 South Platte Clay Way, Suite B in Kearney. Kearney Family Chiropractic Center. Heal yourself.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to Kearney Live. We have to talk about this subject.
No, we don't.
Want to throw some names out at you. Taylor Swift. Have you heard of her?
No.
Travis Kelce. Have you heard of him?
I've heard of him.
The question is, are they dating? Watch this clip from a month ago.
Okay, so there's a football star. Y'all know him. His name is Travis Kelce. He recently decided to shoot his shot with Taylor Swift at one of her concerts.
So he goes to the concert. He wears a bracelet. You know all those, you know, you'd swap all the bracelets at Taylor Swift's concerts?
Yes.
This one had his phone number on the bracelet. So his master plan was
to give her the bracelet.
To give her the bracelet.
And
then she'd read the number and dial it.
Yes.
And text him.
But this is what actually happened. Take a listen.
If you're up on Taylor Swift concerts, there are friendship bracelets. And I received a bunch of them being there, but I wanted to give Taylor Swift one with my number on it. Not right now.
Yeah. Your number's in 87 or your phone number?
You know which one. So she doesn't meet anybody, and she doesn't, or at least she didn't want to meet me. So I took it personal.
That's him and his brother, by the way, on that podcast.
And remember, they were both in the Super Bowl.
Very cute.
And their mom went.
So cute. But isn't that funny that he decided he was going to give it a go?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know. If I were Taylor, I might be listening and being like,
Now they're saying Kelce and Swift broke the internet Sunday when the Chiefs played the Chicago Bears here in Kansas City. Here's what all the hoopla is about if you did not watch the game or were on the internet.
11th play of the drive, Mahomes.
Mahomes.
Lofting end zone, there it is, a touchdown to Kelce. Well, I think that picture sums up the day here for Kansas City. They're on top of the world. Two plays in a row. Andy Reid trying to get his best player the ball, and just a great little nod shake route down in the goal line. And the Kelce Mahomes combination going to go down as one of the best ever.
Here's Bunker on the extra point. You know, this may be the first time in history that Patrick Mahomes isn't the most popular player in Arrowhead. But Taylor Swift in the house, Travis Kelce says, oh, baby, it's a big day for the Chiefs.
As you heard in the first clip, Travis was talking to his brother in their podcast that they have, and they were talking about, you know, what he did, because what was happening is, I like the music. What happened was, I guess she had two concerts here, correct?
Yep.
That is correct. She had two concerts. He went to one with a bracelet. I didn't know they did the friendship bracelet. I'm sorry, people that like Taylor Swift. I didn't know that. They must exchange bracelets. He had one with his number. From more I heard about that, she doesn't talk to anyone during when she performs because of the fact she does like 40 songs or she sings for so long, so she tries to save her voice. Mm-hmm. I heard that. So like, sure. I like Kelce because he made it kind of like, well, maybe she didn't want to talk to me, right? So then the internet breaks. I didn't even know. And I started sending texts to Jim. We have like a little group text and I go, why is this so crazy? She's at the game. She's in his suite sitting next to his mother.
Mom, yep.
Okay, now, and to me, I'm like, okay, if she's doing all this, this has been going longer than maybe this is date one, because I'm hearing this was date one. And what a way to impress a lady. In a suite at the Chiefs game, and then you got her mom sitting there. What if mom says, I like her? You know what I mean? So I don't know. I thought it was just interesting, and that's why I thought this was kind of an interesting topic, because it's happening right here in our backyard in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I guess I have three questions.
I have more than three. No,
I do too. But I just have three. Why is this news so important to the world or to the media about this couple? Why is it so important? Was it worth seeing her all the time during the game, even when Kelce wasn't on the field, right?
Right.
And lastly, I'm going to throw out a name, Michael Jackson. You could probably say Prince for the folks, the Beatles. The following that they had, mm-hmm. Why does she have that following? What is it? They call them, I guess, the Swifties.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about her? And folks, I asked the question, and some people gave me their thoughts on who she is and why she's so important, and then some people were like, I could care less. So I got both takes on it. But it's not that I have nothing against her. I know one song. My granddaughters watch a movie, that song's played, and that's the only way. So I'll let you guys go.
You should probably just shake it off. But, you know,
that's the song I know. That's the only song I know.
My question is this. In the clips that you showed there, did you pick those clips?
Yes.
The video clips?
Yeah.
So I have a more important. You're watching Hoda?
No, wait a minute. And I think it's on one of those.
Oh, my goodness.
One of those. The other mm-hmm. thing, when you put Google Kelce and Swift, that's all you got to put on there. That's the first one that popped up. And then there was, so I just clicked on it. I said, hey, there's a clip Brian could use.
Lynn watches Yoda.
Hoda. No, I don't.
Or whatever.
Bush. Isn't that Bush's daughter?
Yeah, Bush's daughter.
Her name is now.
So. I honestly,
what's the craze?
I don't get it. I think it was so I agree with you. I don't think this is a one-time deal. Two, I think it's a big PR thing. Three, they are getting more press out of this than it's almost like, remember when they had the AI people in the stands to propone a movie?
Yes.
And I'm going to finish a sentence right in just a second.
Ready?
To say they're dating in the sense of they're dating in the common sense of the word, they can't go anywhere.
No.
You know, and there were, I don't know if you saw it, but there were people that they were talking about how did they get her out of the suite, and they put her in a popcorn. Did you see that? I don't know if that's true or not. I wouldn't be surprised. It'd be a good way to do it. But
She walked out with him. Like, I'm like, where's her big security guys?
That's down underground. I do know that.
Because people were there, and they got a picture of them and walking out. They're not holding hands, though.
They're not supposed to do that. I wouldn't do it either from a PR standpoint. But it is weird. But I know that Stacy is really, she's been following this a lot. Stacy, first of all, so Travis not being available is probably upsetting to you, but what else bothers you about this?
Oh, I don't know that I'm bothered by it. I've never been a starstruck person. I could care less about, I care about the people themselves. I could care less about the stardom of Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Those things just don't interest me. But if you take those things away, the fact that they're superstars in their own rights, and you boil them down to it's a boy and a girl.
Right.
Everybody loves the fairy tale. Everyone loves the romance story. So maybe that, you know,
hard to date,
right,
with what they do
right.
for a living.
I mean, the perfect Hallmark movie.
Yeah, what happens when they break up?
Well, then, no, but
and
someone
she writes
told me,
a song
hey,
about it.
I mean, this is like Princess Diana and Prince Charles.
I was listening to a podcast, and they were talking about,
they
feel Travis Kelce is going to be the next Rock. When he's done with football, he's going to walk in and do movies. They said when he did SNL, he killed it.
Yeah,
he was really good at the pre-taping. This guy was there, and he said he was phenomenal. And they said he's going to be the next Rock.
He was also good in the Holmes and Motto commercial. It's a State Farm. See, look. So
the problem was when the football announcer said that the reason the Chiefs were winning is because Taylor Swift was there.
Well, they said she's 1-0 if she's 1-0 at Arrowhead too.
Yeah.
And then they play in New York this week against the Jets Sunday night, and I didn't even know where she lived. They were saying she lives in New York, so they think it's going to be it's 7:20 our time. So it's going to be a night game. It's the only game on. I guarantee she's there. She has a movie coming out. There's many things PR-wise. But if they're into each other, cool.
Well, I will say this.
It's the one boy thing, and girl deal.
That's right.
The one thing I didn't understand from a sports perspective is it wasn't just the Chiefs game. If you watch the Sunday night game, they talked about it.
They're still talking about it.
I know. They kept going.
Oh, my goodness.
I have all these stats here I was going to read, and I'm being told we're out of time. I had. Look and at then this. Now, I did research.
What Kelsey's jersey is the top. It jumped by 400%.
Okay, I'm gonna call.
Just because Taylor Swift was at.
There's a word for
and
that.
And the Chiefs are now being looked up.
So here's
tickets
the deal.
Tickets are selling because they I'm think do she's going to be
Brian's
there.
Brian's going to yell at me.
I don't understand.
First of all, that 400% number came out Sunday, like an hour after the game. And I'm like, okay, who reports that?
I agree, I call it,
it's crap. Someone made the number up and someone ran with it. Here's the other thing, and I'm going to go with this. They had a graphic, and I don't know if Brian has it, but they had a graphic that shows that this game had 24.3 million viewers. If you can see that, you are a better person than I.
Right.
That is so small.
63% more women.
But here's the thing. The season opener against the Lion had 26.8 million. That's more. Last year, the same game at the same week had 25.6 million. That's more.
That's more.
They didn't tell you that little nugget. The Eagles Chiefs game last year, 53.12 million. So out of all that, it's the lowest.
The funniest
the
thing.
The lowest.
The funniest thing. The funniest thing, if you looked at the ticket that night, oh my, the games were bad. Because I have the NFL ticket, and I was like, I was going to.
The games were horrible, and this thing only did 24.3.
Yeah. Bad games.
But that's just like the media thing where we were saying they leave little nuggets out.
Right.
They talk like it was the greatest, but the
ratings. This story's not going to go away.
The ratings were not that great.
Not.
Did you know that Andy Reid is the fourth most winning?
Yes. Winningest.
Coach in the NFL. Why don't we talk
that's
about
right.
that? Final
that's
thoughts
right.
are coming up next. I'm getting yelled at.
Good job, Coach.
Migraine headaches, the throbbing in your temples, the pounding in your forehead, extreme sensitivity to light and sound, your neck feels so tight it could snap off. Oh, the debilitating pain.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mark Strathman with Kearney Family Chiropractic Center, and I've been practicing chiropractic health in Kearney for over 22 years. When you come to see me, I identify what's wrong and determine if I can help you. If I can, I create your personalized plan for relief.
When you have pain, you can make an appointment by calling 816-628-6738. Or you can visit the office at 301 South Platte Clay Way, Suite B in Kearney. Kearney Family Chiropractic Center. Heal yourself.
Simplify your banking. Simplify your life. It's easy with Kearney Trust Company. Kearney Trust goes beyond convenient locations and good customer care to offer banking services that make managing your finances quicker and easier than ever before. Online, bill pay, e-statements, and mobile banking are available to give you a positive banking experience so you can get back to your life and activities. Kearney Trust also provides capital to people and businesses so they can achieve their goals. Whether you know exactly what you want or just need someone to talk to about your dream, you can speak with them and work on that dream. Kearney Trust Company is your partner for success with two convenient locations in Kearney at 310 West 92 Highway and 701 Watson Drive in Price Chopper. The phone is 816-628-6666. Kearney Trust Company, banking you can trust. Member FDIC.
More reliable power means more of what you love. You expect your lights and appliances to turn on at the flip of a switch, and so does Platte Clay Electric Cooperative. That's why Platte Clay is working hard to make power more reliable in the Northland. We exist for one purpose, to empower communities and energize life with safe and reliable energy. To learn more about their plan to reduce outages across the Northland, visit www.pcec.coop/reliability. Platte Clay Electric Cooperative.
And welcome back to Kearney Live. It's time for final thoughts. We were getting ready to do them, but we had a little fight during the commercial break because apparently Stacy had one and Lynn stole it. So, Lynn, I'll let you go first.
No, this isn't her final thought. I just want to congratulate the Kearney students. The choir went down to Missouri Western on, it doesn't have the date on here, I think it was last week. 29 students went, 25 students successfully placed on the all-district choir. Awesome. Now, they're going to perform on October 28th, and basically it's seniors and juniors, and they get a chance to earn a spot at the all-state. So congratulations to them. Congratulations to Mr. McKinney, and great job.
Fantastic. Congratulations to
that
them.
That wasn't hers.
Nice.
Now here's the one Stacy is upset about. You may proceed.
Okay. Well, we mentioned it earlier in the hour, but just a reminder, the household hazardous waste collection will happen on Saturday, October 7th at Mac Porter Park from 8 a.m. to noon. You can find out more about that on recyclespot.org or the carnymo.us website. Also, fall bulky trash pickup will be happening in Kearney on October 2nd through 5th. So go to the carnymo.us website, that's the city of Kearney, and you can find out what day they will be picking up your bulky trash, because it doesn't necessarily happen in conjunction with your trash pickup. So there you go.
Good.
There you go.
That well.
That was outstanding. So many of you may have noticed that there is a bunch of non-recyclable stuff that our staff threw on the table during the break, because tomorrow is Stacy's birthday.
Happy birthday.
So actually, we have little cupcakes here that I haven't eaten yet. Are these real? Or I didn't know if they were just
props. Well, she just took a bite out of it.
And so. I hope so. And apparently we have a gift. Am I supposed to give this to Stacy?
A gift?
I'm being told.
And we have this.
There you go. And
Thank
we have a card.
Stacy.
How sweet. Thank you.
So is she supposed to open it here?
I can.
Another year younger.
Why are you whispering?
Oh, it's a gift card and candy. Just what a girl likes. Money and canned chocolates.
I like that.
Love it. Thank you.
I'll be stealing some of that, and I'll be eating the cupcake here in just a minute.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Another year younger.
That's right.
So Stacy is 28 today. Woo-hoo! So that is awesome.
Nice.
Happy 28th birthday to Stacy. Brian, do you have anything to say to Stacy on her birthday?
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Brian.
I was looking for a little bit more than that. That's all the time we have. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to join us for the rerun on Saturday at 11 o'clock. And join Mike Davis and I tomorrow on the Coach Minnick Show. We'll talk about the game on Friday last week and the game coming up against Ruskin. It's going to be homecoming.
Woohoo!
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week on Kearney Live.